一起默祷。
Yeah, say a silent prayer.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue this afternoon service.
我们来唱诗436首。
Sing hymn 436.
436.
436.
祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢主，大家平安。
Thanks God, peace to you all.
我们下午的聚会哈，我们要一起学习一些比较基本的道理。
In this afternoon service, we would like to study the more basic beliefs.
啊，盼望我们能够在这个真道上能够真正的扎根。
So we hope that we can set a good foundation and the basic truths.
我们的方式是我一边讲，我们大家可以一边讨论。
And so we can discuss as we go.
他说我讲一段以后，我们就留一点时间呐，啊，让大家来发表我们的心得，啊，也可以啊提出问题来，没有关系。
And so after the preacher said a passage, we can raise our questions and have a discussion.
如果大家没有问题，那我们就继续哈。
But if there's no questions, then we will continue.
我们今天来谈这个守诫命的问题。
And so today we will talk about observing the commandments.
现在很多的基督徒认为说啊，我们新的时代不要守诫命了，因为诫命是神给以色列人守的律法。
And many Christians today believe that we don't need to keep the commandments anymore because they are the laws for the Jewish people.
我们现在是恩典时代了，不是律法时代。
And we are under the period of grace and not under law.
所以律法不必守，他们认为诫命也不要守了。
So we do not need to keep the law, or do we need to keep the commandments?
有的人说啊，主耶稣说，诫命第一个就是要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And some people believe that the first commandment is to love your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength.
其实就是爱人如己。
And the second is to love others as yourself.
所以你主要爱神爱人就好了，不守诫命了。
So all you have to do is to love God and love man.
到底这样的讲法正不正确？
So is this type of saying correct?
我们从圣经里面来看。
So let us look at these from the Bible.
我们这个基督徒是 因着神的恩，借着我们的相信，没有错。
So as Christians, we are saved by grace and through our faith.
主耶稣在十字架上完成救恩，我们受洗归入他的名下，成为神的儿女。
Jesus completed the salvation by crucifixion, and we are under the grace, we become his children.
他说我们就可以白白得到称义。
So we can freely be justified.
但是我们得到神恩典的人，要不要守诫命？
But for those that receive the grace from God, do we need to keep His commandments?
我们看一下马太福音19章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音19章。
Matthew chapter 19.
17节。
Verse 17.
马太福音19章17节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 17.
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？主有一位是善的，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”18节。18节。他说什么诫命呢？耶稣说：“不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母。” 又当爱人如己。这里是一个少年的财主来问主耶稣怎样才可以得永生。
And here a young rich ruler came to ask Jesus how he can receive eternal life.
主耶稣第一个跟他回答说，你要进入永生，就要守诫命。
And the first thing Jesus said is to keep my commandments.
他说什么是诫命？
And then the young ruler asked which ones.
他就把十条诫命第二部分有关对人当尽的本分跟他讲。
So Jesus listed out the second part of the Ten Commandments, which is to men, and told him.
因为犹太人对前面的要敬畏神，敬拜独一神，这个他们很清楚的。
Because the Jewish are very familiar with the first four commandments regarding fearing God.
所以在这里讲到说，你如果要进入永生，得到永生的福气，就是要守诫命。So
here Jesus told him, in order to receive eternal life, you have to keep the commandments.
所以这个诫命不只是犹太人守，我们新约时代的圣徒，我们为着要得永生，也要守诫命。
So not only do the Jewish people have to keep the commandments, us as Christians today, we also need to keep
them. 所以我们知道说这个诫命很重要。And
so we know the importance of these commandments.
因为以色列人来到了西乃山的时候,
when the Israelites came upon the foot of Mount Sinai,
神在那边宣告律法跟诫命。
And the Lord proclaimed commandments and laws and decrees.
是在一个非常庄严，说雷锋闪电很 威严的状况下，神来宣布这个诫命跟律法。
It is under a solemn condition where there are lightnings and thunder, and God gave them the Ten Commandments.
然后神叫摩西到了西乃山的山顶。
And God told Moses to go up to the top of Sinai.
神就把那个诫命用手指头写在石板上。
And God wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablet of stone.
叫他说你带下来给以色列百姓遵守。
And he told Moses to bring the tablets down for the people to keep.
那是第一次下山的时候，因为以色列人拜金牛。
And the first time Moses came down, he saw the Israelites were worshiping golden calves.
摩西很生气，就把这个两块滑板就把它丢碎了。
And Moses was very angry, so he broke the two tablets.
意思是说，你们刚刚告诉你们不可以拜偶像，你们现在又去拜金牛了，违背了神的诫命。
And Moses was very angry because he sees the people worshiping idols.
当然神也很生气，就要把以色列人灭掉。
And God was also very angry to the point he wanted to destroy all the Israelites.
不过摩西一直为以色列人哀求。
But Moses pleaded for his people.
然后摩西又凿了两块石板。
And Moses carved another two tablets.
到了山上的时候，神又再一次把它写在石板上面。
And when Moses went up to the mountain, God again wrote down these commandments.
然后带下来以后就叫以色列民遵守，而且法柜、约柜造好以后这个两块石板就放在约柜里面。
And so Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and they built the Ark of Covenant, and they put the two tablets inside.
所以这个十条诫命是最基本的，叫做道德律。
And so the Ten Commandments are the most fundamental and basic.
因为这个十条诫命里面已经把人要做的是非善恶就分得很清楚了。
And there we can see how to tell from good and evil.
把人对人当尽的本分，人对神当尽的本分，就一个大纲式的在那写在这上面。
And gave us a summary of the responsibility of man to man and man to God.
耶稣说他来到世界不是要废掉律法，乃是要坚固律法。
And Jesus came to this world not to abolish the laws, but to complete them.
所以实际上耶稣说他是要让来成全律法。
And so Jesus came to fulfill them.
我们讲说这个成全就包括这个道德律十条诫命主耶稣把它提升他的标准，不只是行动上不可以替换，从内心里面就不可以去干换。
So Jesus came to fulfill all these commandments and laws so that not only do we observe them in action, but also in our hearts.
所以不只是这个字面上你不可以去违背而且要从心里面就要做起。
So you have to observe them from the inside of your heart, not just superficially.
能够真正的爱神爱人。
So you can truly love God and love man.
因为你把前面的四条诫命实行了，你就是达到爱神的目的。
So if you can keep the first four commandments, then you are fearing God.
你后面的六条诫命你守了就是爱人如己。
And the other six commandments, if you can keep them, it means that you can love others as yourself.
所以不是说我只要有爱心就好了，诫命不守，不是这个意思。
So we cannot say if I have love, then I don't need to keep any other commandments.
你如果能够把这个诫命守了，你就是爱神爱人的表现。
If you can keep the Ten Commandments, it shows that you can love God and love man.
所以我们对这个诫命不但要守，而且要守得更完全。
So not only do we need to keep them, we need to keep them completely.
旧约有一些东西是废掉了。
There are some things in the Old Testament which has been
abolished. 比如说他们本来行割礼。
For example, circumcision.
到了新约时代说你割礼不割礼这个无关紧要。
And in the New Testament, it does not matter if you perform circumcision or not.
犹太人本来有割礼的，你不要废掉割礼。
And for the Jewish people, they originally have circumcision.
外邦人没有割礼的，你就不用行割礼。
But as Gentiles, we don't have that custom, so we don't need to.
因为我们接受了主耶稣的救恩，领受主耶稣的宝血洗礼了。有没有割礼都没有关系。
Because we have received the salvation grace from God, we have received baptism, so it doesn't matter if we have circumcision or not.
所以圣经说割礼不割礼无关紧要。
And so the Bible tells us to have circumcision or not does not relate to
salvation. 但是要紧的就是要守神的诫命。
But what is more important to is to keep the commandments of God.
圣经里面这样的教训很多。
And there are many teachings like this in the Bible.
我们来看哥林多前书第七章。
Let us into 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书七章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 19.
七章十九节。
7 verse 19.
设割礼算不得什么。不设割礼也算不得什么，主要守神的诫命就好了。所以割礼会掉，诫命没有会掉。
So circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
因为割礼在旧约时代要成为亚伯拉罕祖孙的记号。
Because circumcision in the Old Testament is a sign to be the descendants of Abraham.
到了新约时代，要成为选民的记号，就是借着耶稣的宝血洗礼。
And in the New Testament, in order to become the children of God, it is through the baptism.
所以哥罗西书说，这个就是不是用人的手所行的割礼。
So in the book of Colossians, it tells that this is a circumcision performed not by the hands of
men. 让我们借着洗礼啊，能够除掉罪恶。
And through baptism, our sins can be forgiven.
所以现在啊，还是要守神的诫命。
So now we need to observe God's commandments.
我们再看一节。
Let's read another verse.
约翰一书五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
First John chapter 5.
二节。
Verse 2.
约翰一书五章二节跟三节。
First John chapter 5 verse 2 and 3.
我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。这里讲到说啊，你爱神的表现啊，就是遵守神的诫命。
He tells us to show that you love God, it is to keep His commandments.
啊，所以你爱神守诫命啊，你就会爱神的儿女，要爱人如己嘛。
So if you love God, you will keep His commandment, and the love of men will be in you.
所以你守了诫命啊，就是爱神的表现。
So if you keep his commandments, it is to show that you love God.
他说其实啊，神的诫命啊，不是难守的。
In actual fact, God's commandment is not hard to keep.
因为我们受洗以后啊，罪就不在我们心中作王了。
Because after we are baptized, sin no longer rule in our heart.
我们已经从撒旦的权势，从律法当中出来了。
And we have escaped from the reign of Satan.
因为我们生活在神的恩典当中。
And we live under the grace of God.
不会像旧约时代说，我想行的善行不出来，我想行的恶偏偏去做。
We will not be like in the Old Testament when we have the will to do good, yet we do not have the strength.
因为我们已经脱离了罪的权势。
Because we have been set free from the bondage of sin.
我们已经生活在神的恩典里面。
And we live under the grace of God.
罪不再做我们的王。
And sin is no longer our king.
罪的权势没有办法再辖制我们。
And sin can no longer control us.
因为借着真理啊，让我们得到真自由。
And through the truth, we can receive freedom.
所以我们也可以很乐意遵守神的诫命，照着神的诫命来行。
So we can joyfully observe God's commandments and do accordingly.
所以旧约时代的以色列民，他们要守诫命啊，不容易啊。
In the Old Testament, for the Israelites to keep God's commandment, it is very difficult.
因为那个时候主耶稣的救恩还没有完成。
Because God's salvation has yet been completed.
那我们现在新约的圣徒啊，就不一样。
But as believers in the New Testament, we are different.
我们已经从撒旦的权下归向神了，从黑暗当中归向光明了。
And we have turned from darkness to light, and we are no longer under the reign of sin.
我们已经生活在神的恩典里面了。
And we live under the grace of God.
所以我们可以以神的道为我们的满足，我们的喜乐。
So we can be satisfied and content from the words of God.
主要我们顺服神了，我们乐意守神的道，神的灵就帮助我们把它行出来。
So if we are willing to submit to the will of God, then the Holy Spirit will help us do this.
所以说诫命不是难守的。
So the commandments is not burdensome.
说我们现在不担重担
And we do not need to carry a burden.
旧约时代他那些律法说以色列百姓还有他们的祖先对他们来讲都是一种重担，他们没有办法担负。
So in the Old Testament, all the laws and decrees, they are a type of burdens that the people cannot keep.
因为我们的重担，主耶稣替我们承担但是他交代我们所都是轻省的。
And Jesus had borne our burdens, so what we need to keep is very light.
我们再看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
雅各书二章第八节。
James chapter 2, verse 8.
经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守这诸尊的律法是，才是好的。第九节。
Verse 9.
但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。十节。
Verse 10.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。十一节。
11.
原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍然是成了犯律法的。 这里讲到说这个诫命啊，我们要全守。
Here tells us we need to keep the complete commandments.
所以我们看到说有的啊诫命啊守几条守的不完全。
And we saw some people they only keep a few commandments.
啊，比如说天主教他们把那个第二条诫命啊啊就拿掉了。
For example, the Catholic they took out the second commandment.
因为他们呢、啊、教堂里面充满很多很多的偶像。
Because in their cathedral they are filled with idols.
啊，他们把那个第四条诫又改成星期日了，也废掉了。
And they also abolished the fourth commandment and changed Sabbath day to Sunday.
啊，他们把第十诫啊就把它分成两条诫。
And they split the tenth commandment into two.
那所以圣经里面说，你就是犯了一条，就是犯众条。
And so the Bible tells us if you transgress against one, you transgress against all.
那所以你要全守这个诫命，全部都要守。
So you need to keep every single one of the commandments.
那过去在纽约教会有一个老弟兄。
In the past, in Queen's Church, there is an elderly brother.
啊，他从外教会到我们教会来慕道啊，然后洗礼。
So he came to True Seek from another denomination, and eventually he was
baptized. 结果他就想说啊，那我星期六啊到真耶稣教会来。
And so he thought I would come to True Jesus Church on Saturday.
啊，星期天呐、啊，我就回到我以前的教会。
And on Sunday I will go back to my old church.
那结果在祷告的时候，神就让他看一个异象。
So during one of his prayers, God gave him a sign.
那我们知道说，神是看透人内心的。
And we know that God can see through our hearts.
啊，看到说啊，大家跪在那个草地上在祷告。
He saw a vision where everyone is kneeling on the grass.
啊，主耶稣拿一张纸。
And Jesus held a piece of paper.
啊，上面写十条诫命。
And on the piece of paper, it reads the
Ten Commandments. 啊，拿到每一个人的面前说，啊，要把它记起来，啊。
And so Jesus brought the paper in front of everyone, telling them to
memorize. 后来主耶稣来到他的面前。
And then Jesus came before him.
问他说啊，你诫命会不会啊
？And ask him, do you understand the Ten Commandments?
说我小的时候我就信耶稣了，我当然会啊。
And he said, I believe since I was a child. Of course I know.
啊，耶稣说啊，你背背看啊。
And then Jesus said, "Can you recite it?"
啊，结果他很奇怪啊，从第一诫到第三诫都记得。
And strangely, he could remember the first three commandments.
啊，第五诫到第十诫啊，他也通通会。
From the fifth to the last one, he can remember.
啊，就是第七条诫命啊，再怎么想都想不起来。
But the fourth commandment, no matter how hard he thought about it, he could not remember.
他说：“我明明记得哦，我现在怎么想不起来啊
？”He said, "This is very strange. I should be able to recite."
啊，结果那一张纸啊，那个第四条诫命啊，啊，就好像那个灯光啊，闪了三下。
And so
每一个字啊，就闪了三下。
So the fourth commandment on the paper is like a light shining, shone for 3 times.
要纪念安息日，守为圣日。
You need to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy.
他就说啊，主耶稣了，我知道了，我知道了。
And so he nodded to Jesus and said, "Lord, I know."
那所以主耶稣就借着这样教他，他以为说啊，星期六也好，星期日也好。
So through this vision, Jesus gave him a lesson.
主耶稣就说啊。拜神的特定时间是星期六安息日。
And Jesus said there is a certain time to worship God, which is on Sabbath.
那所以主耶稣就叫我们要全守神的诫命。
So Jesus told us to keep the commandments fully.
我们再看启示录啊。
Let's turn to the book.
启示录也有好几个地方。
Revelations.
启示录我们看十四章十二节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 12.
启示录十四章十二节
，Chapter 14 verse 12。
这里讲到说啊，圣徒的忍耐就在此，你们他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。好、哦，这里讲到主耶稣拣选的啊，有十四万四千人。
And here it tells us the chosen people of God is 144,000。
啊，那就是主耶稣用圣灵给他们盖印的。
And so those people are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
啊，当然这是一个象征的数目。
And this is a prefiguration of a number.
啊，说他们无论到哪里去，主耶稣无论到哪里去，他们都跟随到底。
So no matter where they Jesus go, these people will follow.
啊，这些人呢是圣洁完全没有瑕疵的。
And these people are holy without blemish.
啊，说这些人呢，他们是很严谨在守神诫命的。
And these people they observe God's commandment.
啊，所以我们呢看到说，啊，属神的百姓为着要得永生啊，啊，这个诫命还是要守。
And so as children of God, we still need to keep his commandments to receive eternal life.
我们也要靠圣灵帮助啊，守得更完全。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to keep the commandments fully.
所以心里面啊，对那个割礼废掉很清楚。
And so in the New Testament, it is clear that we do not need to keep circumcision.
但是有的人说啊，大概连安息日都废掉了。
But some people go on to say that perhaps Jesus have abolished Sabbath day.
但是没有根据，圣经没有根据。
But there is no such recordings in the Bible.
哦，而且反而说啊，要把诫命守得更完全。
But rather, Jesus tells us we need to keep a complete commandment.
好，我们接着来谈第一条诫命。
So now we will go on to talk about the first commandment.
我们看出埃及记的二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记。二十章
Exodus chapter 20
我们看第三节
Verse 3
二十章第三节
Chapter 20 verse 3
说除了我以外我就是真神啊，这是神的话
So here the I refer to God
除了我以外你不可有别的神
So you shall have no other gods before me
这是第一条诫命啦，就是说拜神啦，只有一位叫做独一的真神。
So this is the first commandment, which is to say there is only one true God.
除了他以外，不再有神啦。
Apart from him, there is no other God.
好像我们生生的父母啊，就是一位。
Just like our biological parents, there are only one.
像一个国家里面就是一个元首。
And there is only one prime minister in each country.
宇宙当中就是独一的真神。
So within our universe, there is only one true God.
这位神呢，是造物主，而且是天地万物的主宰。
And this God is the creator of all.
所有天地万物啊，都是他所造的。
All the heavens and the earth is created by him.
所以创世纪第一章第一节一开始啊，就讲起初神创造天地。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it tells us, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
也就是说，天上跟地上一切存在的东西啊，全部都是神所造的。
So all the living beings in heaven and on earth are created by God.
所以神是创造天地和其中万物的神。
So God is the creator of everything.
我们看使徒行传第四章。
We are sent to Exodus chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
使徒行传四章的二十四节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 24.
说他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。”使徒他们说啊，这个神是创造天地海。还有其中的万物的神。
So the apostle said that Lord, you are God who made heavens and earth and the sea.
这个十四章十五节啊，同样讲一遍哦。
And chapter 14 verse 15 also mentioned once again.
使徒行传十四章十五节。
Acts chapter 14 verse 15.
十四章十五节。
14 verse 15.
说诸君啊，为什么做这事呢？我们也是人。性情和你们一样，我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这些希望，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。这里讲到说，神是永生的神。
Here it says God is everlasting.
他创造天，创造地，创造海，还有其中的万物。
He made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them.
所以在启示录就更加清楚了。
And in Revelation, it is even clearer.
看启示录十章第六节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 10 verse 6.
启示录十章第六节。
Chapter 10 verse 6.
说主着那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物。直活到永永远远的启示说啊，不再有时日了。这里讲到说有一个天使宣誓说这个时间这个时日没有了，因为天地要毁灭掉了。
And here an angel proclaim, then things will be destroyed because the heaven and earth will
no longer be.
And he revealed this with the name of God.
啊，他说神啊，是创造天和天上的物。
He said God is the one that created the heavens and the earth.
啊，创造地和地上的物。
And he created the earth the, and everything
in it. 啊，创造海和海中的物。
He created the sea.
啊，所以我们从几个经节看到啊，天地海还有其中的万物，就是神创造的。
And so the heaven, earth, and the sea, and everything in it is created by God.
我们讲说啊，神是万物唯一的主宰。
And we say that our God is the only created and Lord of everything.
神要主宰万物，所有的万物都是掌握在他的手里面。
And he is Lord of, over everything. Everything is under his control.
因为他的前提是所有的万物是神造的。
Because he is the creator of everything.
所以既然全部的东西都是他造的，所以他是万物啊，天地万物唯一的主宰者。
And since he created everything, so he is Lord over everything.
啊，如果说有些东西啊不是神造的，神就不是万物的主宰了。
If some of the things are not created by God, then he will not be the creator and Lord over
everything. 啊，那他就不是独一的真神了。
And he will not be the one true God.
因为有些，如果说啊，有些不是他造的。
If something is not created by him.
他不可以称为万物唯一的主宰，他也不能够称为独一的真神。
Then he cannot be called as the creator or the one true God.
啊，那神说啊，他是独一无二的。
But God say he is,
he's... 因为所有万物都是他造的。
He's the beginning and the end, and everything is.
因为所有的万物都是掌握在他的手中。
And everything is under his reign.
啊，这是我们的信仰啊。
And that's our faith.
啊，我们看以赛亚书四十五章。
The essential book of Isaiah, chapter 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚书四十五章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5.
我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。你虽然不认识我，我必给你施膏。第六节。
Verse six.
从入处之地到入肉之处，使人都知道，除了我以外没有别神。我是耶和华，在我以外没有别神。第七节。
Verse seven.
我造光又造暗，我施平安又降灾祸。造作这一切的是我啊，这是神讲的话。
And these are the words spoken by God.
他说啊，除了他以外啊，没有神呐、啊。
He say, "I'm the Lord; there's no other."
啊，当然以色列人知道啊，神是独一的主宰，唯一的神。
And of course, the Israelites understand that God is the one true God.
啊，因为神要让那个波斯王啊，啊让他做王以后，要释放百姓回去重建圣殿。
And God allowed the king of Persia to become king so that he can release the Israelites to
go back to build the temple. 讲说我就是唯一的神。
So God told them, I'm the only king.
啊，你虽然不是不认识我啊，但是我就高升你，让你能够成为波斯的王。
I'm the only God. Even though you do not know me, I will raise you up so you can become the king of Persia.
啊，所以后来波斯王他古列王啊，他主导说神啊高举我，就是要让我让他的百姓回去建殿。
So then the king of Persia came to understand that he was raised up so that he can release the Israelites to build their temple. And he also proclaimed that the God of Israelites is the one true God apart from the other God. He created light and darkness. He gave peace and created calamity. And rewards and punishment, everything is under his hand.
所以他称为啊，独一的真神啊，天地唯一的主宰。
So he is called the one true God, the only God under heavens.
那我们知道说，我们人是他所造的。
And we know that men are created by God.
啊，我们人是按照他的形象所造。
We are created from the image of God.
啊，所以我们要饮水思源啊，要晓得敬拜这位神。
So we need to remember our root and to worship our God.
啊，这是我们人应当尽的本分。
And this is our responsibility.
啊，我们如果晓得敬拜神尽本分
，If we keep our responsibility,
他说平安跟福气啊就临到你。
And peace and blessings will come upon you.
啊，当然我们拜真神不可以说 拜真神，爱一方面又要拜假神。
And of course, we do not worship the one true God and also worship idols.
哦，所以要专心啊，单一的侍奉他。
So we need to worship him wholeheartedly.
哦，这是我们拜神啊，第一条诫命就是，除了真神以外，不可以再有别的神。
And this is the first commandment. Apart from our God, there is no other God.
哦，先谈到这里哦，大家不晓得有没有啊，要分享或者是有什么要提出来讨论。
So I will stop here, and we can have a brief discussion.
所以我们看到那个以色列人呐、啊，他们亡国被掳以后
，And when we see the Israelites' kingdom being destroyed after they were captured,
亚述王啊，从外国啊搬来一些百姓啊来到撒玛利亚。
King of Assyria sent his people to move and to dwell in the land of Samaria.
后来他们就去拜偶像喽。
So later, people in the Samaria start to worship idols.
说神就让狮子进到他们当中。
And God allows the lions to be among them.
有些人就被咬死了。
And some of them were beaten to death.
后来王就派了一些祭司回来。
And then later, the king sent some priests to return.
教导以色列住在以色列地的撒玛利亚人要守律法。
And to teach the people dwelling in the land of Samaria to keep
the law. 这个北朝以色列啊，他们后来变成说啊，真神也拜，偶像也拜。
The northern kingdom Israel, and in the end, they worship the one true God and other idols.
所以一直啊，国家都不安定，最后还是亡国掉了。
And so the kingdom was never at peace, and in the end, they were also exiled.
所以以色列人、啊、他们常常离开神拜偶像，所以他们整个国家就衰落下来，因为失掉神的祝福。
And the Israelites, because they often stray away from worshiping one true God, so they were not blessed.
他说在国际上、啊、就被抛来抛去。
And if we look at their history, they were being exiled to various.
所以认识真神、啊、敬拜他，这是得福气的根源。
So the source to receive blessings is to know the one true God.
我们看那个约伯记二十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 22.
约伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十二章二十一节。
Chapter 22, verse 21.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。有一个传道说、啊、他们家就是因为这一句话、啊、所以全家来信主。
And one of the preachers testified that because of this Bible verse, their entire family came to believe.
因为他们本来、啊、拜偶像拜得很厉害。
And initially, they were idol worshippers.
说他的祖母啊，每天早上起来一定要点一炷啊，非常长的香。
And his grandmother, every morning when she get up, she will light up a very long
incense. 等那个香烧完了以后啊，他们才可以吃早餐。
And after the incense burned off, then they can eat their breakfast.
但是虽然那么热心在拜啊，得不到平安。
Even though they are very fervent Buddhist, but they cannot receive peace.
一个传道人啊，从他们家经过。
And one day, one of the preacher came by their house.
跟他的祖母讲说：“阿婆啊，你要来信耶稣啊，你才福气就会临到你啊。”
And he told the grandmother, "Come and believe in Jesus, and you will be blessed."
他说什么什么什么福气
？And then she asked the preacher, "What type of blessings?"
那个传道者就下来啊，就用这一节圣经跟他讲。
The preacher came down and turned to this Bible verse.
因为你拜错神了、啊，所以你得不到平安。
Because you worship the wrong God, so you cannot receive.
你要认识天地的主宰。
You need to know the ruler of the heaven and the earth.
就是真神就是耶稣基督。
Which is the true God, which is Lord Jesus.
后来他们全家就因为这一句话就信主，神的恩典就临到他们家。
And because of this Bible verse, their entire household came to believe, and they were blessed.
所以这个拜神跟我们祸福有直接关系。
So to worship God is related to us having calamities or receiving blessings.
大家有没有要提出来分享？
And are there any questions?
有没有问题？没有的话，我们继续谈第二个哈。
If there are no questions, we will go on to the second point.
我们看回来出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章第四节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 4.
一直到第六节。
Verse
4
to
6. 说不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象。仿佛上天下地和地底下 水中的百物。第五节。
Five.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，祝福及子直到三世代。第六节。
Six.
爱我所我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。好，这个就是第二条诫命。
This is the second commandment.
啊，神说不可以啊，为自己雕刻偶像。
And God said, "You shall not make for yourself an idol."
啊，也不可啊，做什么形象，好像天上地下各样的百物。
And you should not we should not carve an image of any likeness.
不可以去跪拜侍奉他。
And you cannot bow down to worship those.
因为神是灵啊，神是非常圣洁、尊贵、荣耀的。
Because God is a spirit, He is very holy.
啊，所以神要我，神不要我们啊，把那个圣洁、荣耀的神啊，把它当作那个会朽坏的东西啊，来代替神。
So because God is imperishable, so He does not want to be placed inside something that is perishable to be worshipped.
所以说我们拜神啊，用心灵啊，用诚实在拜神。
So that is why we worship God with our hearts and spirit and honesty.
啊，其实心灵跟诚实啊，本来意思就是真理跟圣灵啊。
So to worship Him with a sincere heart means to worship Him with Holy Spirit.
也是我们教会所强调要有真理，还要有圣灵啊，就是这样来拜神。
Which is something our church emphasizes to worship Him in truth and spirit.
他说不要用那个有形质啊会朽坏的东西啊啊来代替神。
So we should not worship God by using something perishable.
他说这个拜偶像是一种污秽啊啊一种属灵的奸淫。
And it is a blemish, a spiritual adultery to worship idols.
这个偶像虽然是人造的。
And even though idols are created by men,
啊，他没有办法降灾，也没有办法祝福。
It cannot give calamities or give blessings.
啊，但是问题是啊，人常常，这个魔鬼常常借着偶像啊，成为他的工具啊，来夺取神的荣耀。
But the problem is, the devil will often use this idol as its tool to mislead people.
啊，借着偶像来迷惑啊，让人离开神。
And through the idols, the devil would misguide people, so they would.
所以这个是魔鬼的工具。
And this is a tool for the devil.
所以你看那个以色列人哦，啊，他们出埃及以后。
So if we look at the Israelites after they departed from Egypt.
所以虽然神啊显现的时候跟他们讲说啊，你们没有看到神的什么形象。
When God appeared to them, they did not see any form or image.
所以你们不可以造什么有形质的东西来代替神。
So they should not carve themselves an image to represent God.
但很可惜啊，他们就好像没有一个东西让他们看得见了，他们就信不下去。
But sadly, they cannot believe without seeing something.
他说摩西啊，到山上以后好久没有下来。
So after Moses went up to Mount Sinai for a long time.
啊，他们就对亚伦说啊，摩西不晓得到哪里去了。
They start to question Aaron and ask him.
啊，你应该啊替我们造个神哦，啊带我们啊看看要怎么走啊。
And they ask Aaron to build them and God so that the God can.
哎呀，人说好吧，你们把你们的那个金子通通拿来。
And so Aaron said, "Very well, bring all your gold."
啊，结果就造了一株金牛。
And he carved them a golden calf.
啊，结果亚伦就跟他们讲说，这个就是啊带领我们出埃及的神。
And Aaron told the people, "Look, this is the God that led you out of Egypt."
所以他们造这个金牛啊，不是说我们要去拜别的神，我们要去拜偶像。
So the reason for them to carve a golden calf is not they are worshiping other God.
哎，他们也知道说有一位神是住有永有的神。
They know that there is a God that is the beginning and the end.
啊，但是问题是这位神在哪里，你看不到。
But they cannot see the God that is I am, who I am.
啊，所以他们就要造一个有形质的东西啊，啊，就说啊，这个就是我们的神。
So they have to build something that is visible, so to say that this is their God.
啊，就违背了神的命令啊，啊，造偶像了。
And this is against the commandments of God, which is to carve themselves an idol.
哦，啊，所以神就不高兴了，说要把他们灭绝。
So God is very displeased and want to destroy them.
所以人常常啊，因为看不到神啊，就想要造出一个东西放在你的身边啊，让你觉得很安全，哎，非常可靠。
And very often, because man cannot see God, you want to make something that is visible to rely on.
但是无形当中啊，你就陷入了拜偶像的那个啊魔鬼的陷阱里面。
But unknowingly, you are under the schemes of the devil.
啊，事实上啊，这个拜偶像啊是得不到平安的。
So when you worship the idols, you cannot receive peace.
啊，有一次啊，我们在台湾的教会啊，台中教会啊，有一次有一个慕道者来啊，要受洗。
And once in Taizong Church, a true seeker will come to be baptized.
啊，因为他们家本来拜拜很厉害。
And they come from a household that worship a traditional religion.
啊，因为来帮我们教会啊做一个那个屋顶的工程。
And he was a builder that fixed the roof for our church.
啊，所以听到一些道理啊，啊，后来就决心要信主。
And he heard some teachings, and then in the end, he decided to be baptized.
啊，结果他们家的偶像啊，用一个小卡车撞了一个卡车。
And so he removed all the idols in his household with a small truck.
啊，带到教会那个庭院的地方啊，要在那边处理。
And he brought all his idols there to the courtyard of our church.
啊，有一个神学生就问那个要信主的弟兄说：“你们家怎么偶像这么多啊？”
And one of the theological students asked him, "Why do you have so many idols in your home?"
说他们家有五层楼。
And he said they live in a house with five stories.
啊，本来啊，他们那个客厅啊，啊有一些神框啊，啊摆了很多偶像。
In their living room, there are many places to put the idols.
啊，那个家里还是得不到平安。
But they still do not receive any peace.
哎，后来那个基童就跟他讲说，哦，你光一楼啊，有这些神像还不够了。
And so then the workers from the temple told them it is not enough just to have idols on the first floor.
因为那个不好的东西啊，有的是从楼上下来啊。
Because some of the evil things will come down from the above.
所以他们在五楼啊，又装了一个神框。
And so they put some more idols on the first floor.
还是不平安。
But they still do not receive any peace.
所以后来每一层楼啊都有好多的神像。
So later on, every single floor they put idols in.
啊，虽然拜那么多啊，因为拜错神了，还是不平安。
Even though they were so zealous in worshiping those gods, but they did not receive any peace.
明白道理就下决心了，就把这些偶像统统除掉了。
But thank God, after he knows the truth, he was determined to destroy all these idols.
啊，所以圣经里面讲哦，这个拜偶像啊。啊，其实就是拜到魔鬼。
And so when the Bible says worshiping idol, in actual fact, it is worshiping devils.
啊，很多的啊外邦人呐，他们是拜偶像习惯。
And many Gentiles they are accustomed to worshiping idols.
啊，但是在这里讲说啊，如果啊违背神的诫命，离开神拜偶像说，说神会追讨他的罪，直到三世代。
And here God tells us, if you worship other gods, he will visit an iniquity of the fathers upon the children
of the
generations.
耶罗波安王,
if we look at the history of the Israelites, King Ahaz,
啊，因为他们都是带着百姓去拜偶像，让人陷在罪里面，他们的整个家族啊，啊，后来都很惨。
Those kings led the people to worship idols, and their endings, their families' endings are very bad.
我们有时候也看到说那个外邦人啊，非常会拜的哦，但是家里都 不平安。
And we, very often we see the Gentiles, they are very zealous Buddhists.
因为拜错了神啊，就陷在撒旦的那个控制之下。
Because they are worshiping the wrong God, so they are under the control of Satan.
啊，但是如果说啊，你能够敬畏神的话，说神啊要赐福给你的祖孙啊，直到千代。
But if you can worship the true God, then he will show mercy to thousands of generations.
世世代代敬畏神，世世代代蒙福。
And if generation after generation worship God, then they will receive
blessings. 啊，神所赐的福气啊，会直到永远不间断。
And the blessing from God will continue to the end; it will not cease.
好，所以那个物质的偶像啊，我们知道我们不可以拜。
So we know that we should not worship the material idols.
啊，像那个有的把教皇啊当做崇拜的对象啊。
Well, some of people will worship the Pope.
啊，拜主教、拜佛佛啊，这个都不对。
Well, they will worship the bishops, and those are wrong.
不可以看人啊，尊重人过于神，这个也不对。
So you should not honor men above God.
我们有时候谈到那个啊，对祖先的那个敬拜哈。
And sometimes when we talk about worshiping our ancestors.
好，我们对祖先的那个纪念啊，啊是可以的。
And it is right to remember our ancestors.
啊，但是重要就是那个方式的问题。
What is important is the method.
好，我们本身要有好行为，让我们的祖先不要受到羞辱。
We need to have good actions so that our ancestors are not put to shame.
啊，有时候我们祖先的生日的时候，我们大家记一记啊，啊，谈一谈我们祖先啊，过去他们所留下的一些好的佳话。
And so on our fourth deceased relative's birthday, we can gather around and talk about his good deeds.
啊，这个是好的。
And these are good things.
啊，但是如果说啊，啊，用那个僧侣啊，啊来拜他啦，啊求他保佑啊，啊这个就变成迷信了。
But if you are worshiping with an incense or to ask your deceased relative to help you or guide you, then this is true.
啊，所以有的长辈离世的时候啊，他们没有信主。
So some elderly members of the family, when they pass away, they do not believe.
啊，我们有一个原则是不跪不拜。
So we have the principle of not kneeling down to worship them or to burn them incense.
我们可以默哀。
But we can stood there and silent.
啊，另外一个就是长辈啊，他们那个丧礼的时候要处理的费用啊，我们可以出，但是跟迷信有关系的，我们就不可以参与。
And we can also support our deceased relatives and their funeral money, but we will not take part in anything that have idol worshiping.
啊，如果万一啊遇到这种事情的话，啊，我们可以跟教会的圣职人员哦，啊，详细问清楚。
So if you encounter such matters, then you can ask the church workers
clearly. 啊，让我们知道啊怎么处理啊，啊才不会遇到那个试探。
So you know how to face these problems so that you will not
fall into temptation. 我记得以前呢，有一个姐妹。
And I remember there's a sister.
啊，因为她是本来是邪灵干扰，啊，来信主得到医治的。
And so she came to believe because she have an evil spirit possessing.
啊，后来她的父亲呢离世。
So later when her father passed away.
啊，她要回去呀，啊，参加她父亲离世的丧礼。
And she will return home to attend her father's
funeral. 啊，事先我们都一直跟她交代。
And so we told her in advance.
说你不要拜啊，不可以拿香。
That you cannot bow down to worship your deceased father, which burn incense. And in the beginning, she said okay.
啊，这个回去了以后。
But after she returned.
说到他们家还在那个庭院外面的时候。
She said when she arrived at her family's
house, 她就听到她父亲的声音跟她讲说，哇，啊，你回来了，你要拜我一下。
She heard her father's voice saying, "You are back. You need to kneel down and worship me."
啊，她说她很爱她的父亲呐，很想念她的父亲。
And she said because she loved her father and she missed him.
啊，所以进到房间里面呐，啊，香拿起来就拜了。
So when she entered into the room, she took an incense and she kneeled down and
worshipped. 啊，拜了以后啊，那个邪灵又进去了。
After she, as soon as she did that, the evil spirit entered into her.
啊，所以整个人啊就没有办法控制自己了。
And she could not control herself.
啊，因为啊又陷到那个试探里面去。
And because she put herself in temptation.
啊，当然有的人是不得已被迫的。
But some people they are forced.
因为孩子有时候还小啊，家里面的人啊都没有信主。
And perhaps your children are still young and their families are not
believers. 啊，他在不情愿之下，有时候被逼迫啊去拜。
So unwillingly they were being forced to worship.
啊，那个情况有时候神会怜悯。
Under such circumstance, sometimes God will help.
啊，但是如果故意的又去拜啊，有时候就会失掉神的祝福。
But if you worship your ancestors on purpose, then God will take away his blessings.
啊，我们东方人啊有这种拜拜的习惯哦。
And the Asians, we have this type of custom.
所以这个都我们都要非常注意的。
So this is something that we need to take note of.
好，那我们谈到这里啊，大家有没有什么问题？
And so does anyone have any questions? So her question is, if your family members worship idols, and can you reuse the plates that they used to worship the idols?
好，那个家里面的人有时候他拜拜啊，用一些器皿盛东西。
And so sometimes your family, non-believers, they will worship the idols with some utensils.
啊，那个东西，那个器皿啊，我们能不能用
？So can we reuse those plates?
啊，当然，我们知道说那个拜拜的东西啊，我们是绝对不能够吃的。
And we know that for sure that we cannot eat anything worshipped to the devil.
啊，当然，那个器皿它是盛东西的嘛。
But the utensils, the plates, they are what holds
the food. 啊，如果原则上如果是可以的话，我们不要用了。
And so,
有其他的器皿可以用，我们就用其他的，就不一定要用那个。
If it is allowed, then we should not use those plates that have been worshipped to idols.
哦，啊，如果其实那个，比如说哈，比如说以前人家那个客厅里面不是有那个祭桌吗
？So, for example, Perhaps some of your relatives have those altar that they put the idols.
客厅里面啊，有那个桌子啊，上面都是放偶像的。
So they will in their living room, there will be a table, and on top of the table, they will place the idols.
哦，啊，你现在把那个偶像除掉。
So now that you cast out, we got rid of the idol.
啊，那个放偶像那个桌子还能不能用
？So the table that you place the idol on.
啊，或者是前面啊，有一块那个。八仙桌啊，一个块四四方方的，以前都是拜那个放那个拜拜的东西的。
Well, the table that used to put the instruments of worshiping idols.
我想那些啊，偶像除掉了，那个拜拜的东西现在没有啊。像这个桌子还可以利用，我想，你把它做别的利用，应该是没有关系吧。
And so I believe it is okay to reuse those table that you once put the idols on.
啊，比如说有的人啊，他们后来就用那个做他们的餐桌啊，吃饭用的。
For example, some people will use that table as their dining table.
哦，因为主要的那个本来拜拜是那些偶像，那个偶像除掉。
Because they have already got rid of the idol on it.
啊，不知道大家有没有其他的想法
？And I don't know if any other people have different types of thinking.
因为好像开会在当中没有谈到这个事情。
And because during our meeting,
只是讲说我们那个祭偶像的东西啊，我们不可以吃。
And we always say that we should not eat food that is worshipped to idols.
啊，那个盛过偶像，盛过那个拜拜的东西，能不能再那个器皿能不能再用？啊，就没有谈。
But we do not mention whether or not we can use the plates that hold the food to worship the idols.
因为家里有常常有时候就是一般吃饭的那个盘子碗啊，就去端那个东西啊，就去拜了嘛，是吧
？And because very often they will just use their daily household plates or bowls.
啊，但是我们不拜了，那就是那个东西啊，就不要用，不要去装那些拜拜的东西啊，这样就好了。应该可以，我们在平时的用途应该比较没有关系。我是觉得这样。
And so I personally think that if you would like to reuse those plates, it is okay.
好。啊，如果你觉得心里啊还是怪怪的不舒服啊，那你就丢掉，不要用。
But if you feel uneasy in your heart, then you can throw those plates away. 所以 the question is, many people like their cell phones. So can that cell phone become their idol?
一天到晚都在看手机，手机会不会变成他的 idol， 变成他的偶像哦
？So if you always look at your cell phone all day long, well, is this a type of?
这个是谈到那个无形的偶像啊。
And this is talking about an idol that.
比如说，有的人呐、啊，把钱财当他的那个。哦、我有钱，我要努力赚钱、啊、我有了钱以后就可以做我的依靠啊。
So some people will treat money as their lord. They will want to pursue money and all.
所以保罗就说，我们要依靠神，而不是靠着那个无定的钱财。
So Paul said we need to rely on God and not on money.、
啊、有的人一直很贪心呐、啊，希望得到更多的财物啊，结果说啊，这个贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
And some people are very greedy, and this kind of greed will become like a type of idol.
不要让这个东西啊，变成啊，影响你啊，来取代神在你心中的地位。
You should not use an object so that they will take away the place of God.
爱钱财胜过于爱神啊，啊，这个钱财变你的偶像。
If you love money over God, then this money will become your idol.
当然，有的人是爱势力啊。
Or some people will love power.
啊啊，像那个。啊，亚述王啊，我用势力强大一直咒骂以色列人，啊，那个变成他的偶像。
Well, King Assyria, he uses his power to curse the Israelites.
啊，保罗说，有的人把他的肚腹当作神。
And Paul says some people treat their stomach as their god.
啊，为着要满足自己个人的一些欲望。
In order to fulfill their personal desires.
啊，这个随从这些世俗的事情啊，啊，这个就。忘掉了神，忘掉了神的道。
Then they will forget about the teachings of God and pursue after the worldly things.
啊，如果说啊，有些东西啊，变成会控制你呢。
So if some things will control you,
会影响到你的生活。
And will control your life.
影响到你的信仰。
Will control your faith.
啊，让你没有时间聚会，没有时间啊，学道理。
To the point you have no time to attend service or to learn the truth.
啊，这个变成啊，你。那个无形的偶像，你被他控制了。
Then this will become an invisible idol which you are under its control.
啊，所以东西是给我们用的。
So, the material things is for us.
啊，这个器具啊，你怎么去善用它
？And how do you make use of these tools?
啊，这个更重要了。
It's more important.
啊，手机你可以用，可以跟人家通信联络啊，非常方便。
And the cell phone is very easy to use. You can communicate with others.
啊，那是你如果整天都在这里面啊，你什么事情都不管啊。
But if you indulge yourself in the all day and you do not care
啊,
about others,
那你变成被他控制了。
Then you are under its control.
啊，所以各样的东西啊都是好，但是我们要知道善用。
So everything is good, but you need to know how to use it.
你说钱财也是一样啊，物质的东西啊。啊，就是要让我们使用的。
For example, money or the material things, it is for us to use.
啊，所以在提摩太前书第六章啊。
And so in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
保罗说，你不要去依靠那些东西。
Paul tells us not to rely on those things.
你要依靠那个赏赐万物给我们享用的神。
You need to rely on the God who gave us everything.
你要敬畏神啊，要胜过那些东西啊。
You need to worship God.
你才不会被他控制。
Over those things, so that you will not be under its control.
好，那我们就谈到这里哈。啊，如果有什么问题，也可以写下来，我们以后再慢慢的来讨论。
So we will end here, and if you have any questions, you can write them down, and we can discuss them.
啊，我们私下也可以讨论哈。
And you can also ask me privately.
因为前段时间呢，啊，都被派到外面去。
Because the preacher had been sent to others.
哦，灵恩会结束以后啊，就到多伦多灵恩会。
And after the spiritual conversation, he was sent to Toronto.
啊，后来又到加州啊，去神学生上课。
And to California.
啊，十月应该可以。还有时间，十月、十二月呀、啊，留在我们这边的时间会比较多。
And in October and December, the preacher will have more time here.
啊，如果有弟兄姊妹啊，啊，需要我们访问啊，请你跟教会的负责人或者跟我联络都可以。
And so, if brothers and sisters would like a visitation, you can tell the preacher or the divine workers.
啊，我们希望说，对一些软弱的、需要的弟兄姊妹哈、啊。我们尽量大家一起来关心。
We hope we can show more clear to those brothers that are weak.
啊，我们现在来祷告啊。
Let us pray now.
啊，我们特别为一些身体欠安的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us pray for those that are ill.
啊，为黄艳芬姐妹祷告。
And to pray for Sister Huang.
啊，还有刘家秀姐妹。
And for Sister Liu.
啊，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.